From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. For the movie business, this coming weekend marks the beginning of the summer season. 3 previous weeks of impossible missions, capsizing cruise ships, and convoluted code-breaking gave it a running start, and now come nearly 100 would-be blockbusters before Labor Day. Bob Mondello has a selective preview.
If you're into laughs, adventure, and folks in spandex, you have lots of options during hot weather. Let's start with these superheroes, since mutant X-Men are already on screens everywhere, soon to be joined by a new Man of Steel, Brandon Routh, who will be opposed by Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor.
Come on, let me hear you say it just once.
You're insane.
No! No, the other thing.
Superman will
not... Wrong!
Before Superman returns, however, Jack Black will be wearing spandex along with a bizarre Mexican accent as a priest who's determined to crash the costumed world of Mexican wrestling in the comedy Nacho Libre.
Do you remember when everyone was shouting my name? And I used my strength to read my blouse.
There's also a super spoof called Zoom, which mocks everything from X-Men to The Incredibles, and My Super Ex-Girlfriend, in which a guy dumps a frump only to discover her wallflower act was her alter ego. She's actually a superheroine and now thinks he's the bad guy. And superpowers aren't the only obstacle to romance this summer, as Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn discover in The Breakup.
Fine, I'll help you do the dishes.
Now that's not what I want.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes?
Other summer comedies include Clerks 2, a follow-up to Kevin Smith's 1994 hit, Only Human, a Spanish-language farce about a Jewish woman who introduces her family to her Palestinian fiancé, and The Devil Wears Prada, a satirical look at a high-fashion magazine where the editor has most people, but not quite everyone, terrified.
Who are you?
My name is Andy Sachs.
What are you doing here?
I came to New York to be a journalist, and basically it's this or Auto Universe.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
I think that depends on what you're...
No, no. That wasn't a question.
Meryl Streep rules her roost with ridicule in The Devil Wears Prada, while Adam Sandler rules his roost in the comedy Click with a universal remote. It controls not his media devices, but the world. He can mute his dog when it barks, pause a softball in midair, and fast forward right through anything he'd rather not deal with.
I'm so tired of having this argument. I just don't think it's a lot to ask. I got ghost stories, charades, the dishes.
Skip the whole fight.
That remote might come in handy for critics this summer. Happily, there are gentler comedies mixed in, too, including one about the supposed demise of a radio show that'll have special resonance for public radio listeners.
Hello, everybody, on a Saturday night. Welcome to a live broadcast of A Prairie Home Companion.
A big corporation down in Texas had bought up the radio station.
Well, this isn't really going to be your last show, is it?
Every show's your last show. That's my philosophy.
Thank you, Plato.
You're going to say something about it. How about just a moment of silence?
Silence on the radio. I don't know how that works.
Prairie Home Companion isn't the only movie about showbiz this summer. There's also Little Miss Sunshine about child beauty pageants, and Idlewild, which blends Harlem Renaissance costumes from the 1920s with music by its very contemporary stars, the hip-hop duo Outkast.
There's a whole movement going on in Harlem, and you're down here watching the seasons pass by.
I have to take care of my father.
She's trash.
She's gonna leave you. You don't know her.
Idlewild was shot 2 years ago, but had to wait until Outkast's album was ready to join it in the marketplace. Speaking of the marketplace, there are always a few pictures that fall outside the action, adventure, and comedy genres in hot weather. Hollywood operates on the assumption that audiences want escapism, but they also make films that deal with real-world issues in serious ways. None is more serious this summer than Oliver Stone's World Trade Center, which tells the true story of the New York Port Authority officers who found themselves dealing with unimaginable tragedy.
Prepared for everything. Not this. Not for some of this size. There's no plan.
While World Trade Center will likely prove the most harrowing of the summer's dramas, other true life stories will join it in providing a little ballast for summer fluff. There's Road to Guantanamo, about British Muslims imprisoned in Cuba, and the documentaries Who Killed the Electric Car and The Heart of the Game, which follows a girls' high school basketball team through challenges on the court, off the court, and even in the courts. And lighter challenges get documented too, like the ones in Wordplay, which features the puzzle guy from NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday, Will Shorts.
Well, welcome to the 28th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
I've been in the finals like the last 4 years, but I always come in third place, so it's kind of embarrassing.
This is the puzzle that's going to rip your heart out.
If documentaries aren't your thing, there's plenty of straightforward summer action at the multiplex. Testosterone-laced crime dramas, for instance, from the point of view of the cops in Miami Vice.
Things get emotional, moves get messy, and the wrong people die.
And from the point of view of the criminals in Waist Deep.
It's either all or nothing.
I'm all in.
You're the girl from the TV? Man, you guys are like the new modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. Yo, can I get your autograph?
There will be fantasy that's set in a world you've seen before in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
There will come a moment when you have the chance to do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
Also fantasy in a world you've not seen before in the science fiction story A Scanner Darkly, starring Keanu Reeves.
Damage has taken place to the normally dominant left hemisphere, and the right hemisphere is attempting to compensate.
Two hemispheres of my brain are competing?
Yes.
Keanu Reeves' brain has two hemispheres? Who knew? This low-budget thriller has a high-profile cast, but everyone looks a little odd because director Richard Linklater takes the scanner part of his title, A Scanner Darkly, seriously. He shot the picture as live action, then had computer animators paint every frame so that the images seem to have been scanned colorfully. A more conventional sort of computer animation is featured in four, count them, four summer kid flicks: Cars, Monster House, The Barnyard, and Ant Bully. And critters of an altogether more threatening sort will be menacing the horror crowd in what has become the summer's most eagerly awaited title: Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Plane, the subject of internet chatter for months now, has just unveiled its first trailer in theaters to wild cheers from its young male target audience and mystified looks from folks who may just wish they could use Adam Sandler's clicker to fast forward to the fall. I'm Bob Mondello.